Okay, I'm back at St Pancras and docking station. By chance, I've bumped into a gentleman called Jonathan Groves, who I was following on Twitter this morning, whinging about the fact that they weren't working in the bikes weren't working in Red Lion Square. How have you found them?
I think it's a really good ride. I enjoy riding the bike. A little bit low geared for experienced cyclists, but that's not the end of the world. The biggest problem I've had is with actually finding a place to dock the bike once you finish with it. Because, as I said on Twitter earlier, Red Lion Square is totally offline. I tried to dock at the next nearest place, which is Holborn, which was full of bikes apart from the bits that were coned off, and eventually managed to dock it in Theobald Street, which probably isn't much interest to you. But just now I've tried to get a bike out from St Pancras, and four of the bikes down the end, it won't accept my key. I don't know what's going on. It's early days, and I'm sure it'll work out all right in the end. But it's disappointing. If it was me rolling out a system like this in London, I'd get some cheap labour on a casual basis, give them a quick training course, and I'd have somebody at every single one of these terminals just doing the PR bit and helping out with any problems.
Well, there was, literally sort of 10 minutes ago, there was someone in a yellow vest.
Oh, was there?
To be fair, but no one now.
No, indeed, yeah. That's always the way. It's like the telly, never goes wrong when the man's there.
So, but you don't sound as if you're losing patience just yet.
I'm not losing patience. I totally support the scheme. I normally park 10 miles out near Blackheath because I live out in Kent and cycling on my own bike. This morning I parked at the Dome and I got the boat, the Thames Clipper to Blackheath. So I'm really doing the sort of the LU thing. And I think it's a wonderful idea and I'm very proud to be supporting it. And I just hope they can get it all working in time for the people, the casual users, because that's in a month's time, I believe, isn't it?
So you count yourself as a casual user, or are you going to be sort of using it?
Well, I've got the key. I'll see how it goes. If it works reliably, then I'll start coming up on the train instead of driving, and I'll just use one of these to get around town.
Just tell us a bit more about what it's like to ride.
They're very heavy. In fairness, they've got to be heavy though.
Because,
it's sort of quite heavy in compared to a modern lightweight racer, but then it's got to be almost vandal proof. It's got to be kind of indestructible, so that's I think that's to be expected. They are quite low geared, so even in third gear you that's probably about the equivalent of second on a modern racer. So you find just that you can't go particularly fast, but that's probably no bad thing either.
What about the lack of a key?
Well, it doesn't bother me because I'm always just going to dock it as soon as I've finished with it. That doesn't bother me in the least.
They're near enough to each other.
Well, when Red Lion Square's working, because I work quite near Red Lion Square, my main office, then that'll be okay. But it's a nice ride. They're quite stable. It feels quite positive. Cornering and brakes are good. Saddle goes up. One of the things I like about it is they've got numbers on the saddle stem. So when you found out what number you need, I need 9. Then you don't have to mess about getting the saddle height right. You just set it to the right number and away you go. That's a clever idea.
What do you think they're going to be called?
Oh, God. What, you mean a nickname?
Yeah, like a bellib in Paris.
I have no idea. Well, they all got nicked, didn't they, I heard.
Lots of them did.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah. I just have no idea.
Boris Bikes seem to be doing
It could be something to do with bark for the Barclays, couldn't it? Dogs, or I don't know. I'm not very creative like that, I'm afraid.
All right, Jonathan, thanks a lot.
Cheers. Nice to talk to you.